Senator Gretchen Whitmer's on the other end of our line. Thanks for your patience, Senator.
My pleasure, Tony. Good to be with you.
I got an email yesterday when the Democrats unveiled a plan to boost advanced battery sector. The incentives will put thousands of Michigan residents back to work, according to this plan. The email said that this was a plan that the Democrats stole from the Republicans. And I said, oh, I can't wait to ask Senator Whitmer about this. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, what we've seen out of the Snyder administration and the Republican leadership in Lansing is that they've enacted, you know, business tax cuts that don't have a single link to job growth. And, you know, that's unfortunate because our tax policy really needs to be more of a scalpel. So we're encouraging those businesses that are emerging, those, you know, that kind of new technology that we want Michigan to, you know, be the home for. And the advanced battery credits under the last administration really have worked. And so we believe that we should continue that type of policy and encourage jobs that really are targeted around value. You know, we're never going to compete on low-end manufacturing. And really, I don't know if we would want to drive our individual quality of life down like that. To compete globally, we've got to have value-added manufacturing in Michigan, and this is something we know works.
I know that there's been a lot of emphasis put on the battery sector to make Michigan a place where clusters would develop. Tell us a little bit more about the incentive.
Well, like we've seen, you know, the Chevy Volt, that is really, it's affordable, it's alternative energy, it's really created a lot of excitement, and it's built right here in Michigan, won North American Car of the Year, and it's exciting stuff. And so this is one of those offshoots of a policy that really embraces new science and new technology and puts Michigan on the map for doing something that's not, you know, the old-fashioned way, but the most cutting-edge way. We want to be a leader, and this type of policy is something that yielded that, and who knows what else we can produce, but we've got to embrace that type of mentality, and really that's where the jobs are. We've seen it. It's proven.
I have had representatives from the governor's administration as well as other Republicans tell me that the tax cut that business received was basically laying the foundation for them to be able to hire more. How would you respond to that?
Well, you know, they speak in platitudes, and of course that's the sell job, but the fact of the matter is the governor's admitted himself he can't point to a single metric, you know, which is his terminology. We got to insist on metrics. He can't point to anything that shows that an indiscriminate tax cut yields jobs. And in fact, we've seen the unemployment rate go up and up and up. And so it has not yielded this, you know, these jobs, as he said. And that's something everyone shares that goal, but we've got to do it based on science, based on facts. And this is something that we know works.
Gretchen Whitmer is the Senate Minority Leader. Thanks so much, Senator. Appreciate your time.
Good to be with you, Tony. Have a good one.